Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, the beauty of college football was on full display yesterday. What an amazing day of games. And we survived on the podcast. We lose 10 games. It was a roller coaster, but because we had 25 in play, it all worked out. We make $272.60 on the podcast and we move on to Sunday. So let's recap our seven games in the National Football League. We dropped these on the podcast yesterday. Game number one, we're on the Giants +4 over Philadelphia. We have Jacksonville +2.5 over Atlanta. We have the Dolphins +2.5 over Carolina. We have the Rams and the Packers under 47. We have the Chargers and Denver under 47.5. We have Cincinnati -3.5 over Pittsburgh. And we have Houston -2.5 over the Jets. So now here today, we will add three prop bets for the week in the National Football League. Prop bet number one, Jonathan Taylor under 80.5 yards rushing against Tampa Bay. So the total is 43.5 in this one. Taylor averages 138 yards rushing in their victories. When they lose, he only averages 58.8. The Bucs do have the top rushing D in the NFL. They've only given up 784 yards all season, and the longest run against them has been 29 yards. So I think the Bucs are definitely going to stack it against Wentz, force him to beat him throwing. So I think Jonathan Taylor is a fade play this week. So we're going Taylor under the 80.5 yards rushing against Tampa Bay. Next up on the docket, we're going to go Nick Chubb under 80.5 yards rushing against Baltimore. The total is 47 in this game. Chubb has only finished under this number once this season, so the stats really don't support the play. But I got some logic here that I'm going to bring into the mix. Kareem Hunt is back, and he's going to steal some touches this week, but he was a factor earlier in the season. The Ravens have a good run defense. Lamar Jackson is not at 100% for the Ravens, so that may create some longer drives and limit the explosive plays for the Ravens, which in turn may limit the touches for the Browns. But the bottom line here is my gut says Kevin Stefanski is going to come out pass heavy tonight under the lights. He's going to try to quiet the critics of Baker Mayfield against one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. So if I played an over, I would be playing Mayfield over the passing yards. But I made a commitment 2 weeks ago saying we're an under player. We're only going to play prop bets to the under. So I'm going to stick with that philosophy, and we're going to go Nick Chubb under the 80.5 yards against Baltimore. Next up, play number three on our card is going to be Mac Jones under the 230.5 yards passing against Tennessee. So the total is 43.5 in this one. The Patriots are favored by 7. I think they win the game. In the 7 Patriot wins, Mac has gone over this total only 2 times, 231 yards against Houston and 307 against the Jets. So his average is 212 in Patriot victories. In the losses, he's averaging 264. So I need the Patriots to have the lead most of the day, something I think they'll do. So we're going Jones under the 230.5. Now let's go to the frozen pond of the NHL, where we're going to play Toronto -1.5 over Anaheim at a +155. So the Maple Leafs are 15-6-1 this season, 6-3 on the road. They've outscored their opponents 61-48. Last time out, they won at San Jose 4-1. The Ducks, meanwhile, 11-7-3 this season, 8-3-1 at home. They've outscored their opponents 69-56. Last time out for them, they beat Ottawa 4-0. So the Ducks had lost 3 in a row prior to the win against Ottawa. Maple Leafs, meanwhile, they're on a current 3-game winning streak and always seem to get excellent goaltending. I like good goalies. So I'm going to take the Maple Leafs -1.5 at a +155 tonight. Next up, we go to the association. We're in the NBA. We need to turn things around. Milwaukee and Indiana is the play today, and that's at an under 217.5. The Bucks are 14-6 to the under. They went over at Denver in their last time out with 229 points combined. Meanwhile, the Pacers are 13-8 to the under. Last time out, they went over the number against Toronto with 211 points. So both teams are a top half in the NBA scoring defense. This is a late afternoon tip, so I'm banking on things to be just a little bit off today. Under 217.5 is the play between the Bucks and the Pacers. Next up, we go to college basketball, where we play seven games a day. Game number one, it is Drake -4.5 over North Texas. Folks, I'm going down with the ship. You can say I'm on the Titanic. Get me the violin. I don't care how many icebergs we hit. I'm standing by this Drake team. So I'm on Drake -4.5 today over North Texas. Next up, we're going to Eastern Michigan +11.5 over DePaul. So the Demons are 5-0 straight up, 4-1 against the spread. Excellent start for the Blue Demons. Last two wins, though, 4 points over Western Illinois, 9 points over Northern Kentucky. Eastern Michigan has played those same two teams. Eastern defeated Western Illinois by 4 and lost to Northern Kentucky on the road by 1. 11.5 just seems a little too rich for my blood. So I'm going to take Stan Heath and his Eagles +11.5 at DePaul. Next up on the docket, we go to Boca, where Florida Atlantic takes on James Madison. So I'm not hating on JMU. They always seem to hit the radar because they've yet to play a game with a spread over 4. This is going to be a tight game-tested team come conference play. There's no doubt about that. JMU is at home, coming off a loss to Troy as a 5-point favorite. I think they bounce back today and get the win, so I'm on the Owls, -1 over James Madison. Next up, we go to Athens, Georgia, where Georgia is a +1.5 over Wofford. So I like this team, the Terriers. I played them in the opener against Clemson, but Georgia's struggling. They're 2-4 overall, losing 3 in a row. I would play Wofford in a different spot, but not today. Tom Crean needs this win. His team is 2-0 at home, and a desperate team is going to win today. Georgia, +1.5 is my play. Next up on the docket, it is Belmont, -4.5 over Dayton. So Belmont has won back-to-back quality games against Drake. They won that one by 5, and Iona by 7. Meanwhile, the slipper is fit for Dayton so far in this tournament. They upset Miami as a 5.5-point underdog, and then they pulled the big one, the shocker against Kansas, winning by 16. So letdown spot after that game. This is still the same Dayton team that lost to UMass Lowell, Lipscomb, and Austin Peay. Today, the clock strikes midnight. I love Belmont, -4.5. Go Bruins. Next up, it is Alabama State in a pick'em over North Alabama. We love to play the Hornets. They are 1-5 straight up, but they are a perfect 6-0 against the spread. And I am fully committed to playing this team until they fail to cover. So it's Alabama State in a pick'em today against North Alabama. And our final game on the card, it is North Dakota +18 over Kansas State. So let me get this on the record. I love Bruce Weber. I once sat next to him and his mom at Arch Madness in St. Louis when he was still coaching at Southern Illinois. He is the nicest guy in the world. But this team shouldn't be favored by 18 over anyone this season. They were favored by 16 over Florida A&M and failed to cover. They were favored by 17 over Nebraska Omaha and failed to cover. Give me North Dakota +18 today over Kansas State. So let's recap our card for today. In the prop bets once again, Jonathan Taylor under 80.5 yards rushing. Nick Chubb under 80.5 yards rushing. Mac Jones under 230.5 yards passing. In the NHL, it is Toronto -1.5 over Anaheim at a +155. In the NBA, it is Milwaukee and Indiana under 217.5. College basketball, we like Drake -4.5 against North Texas. We like Eastern Michigan +11.5 over DePaul. We like Florida Atlantic -1 over James Madison. We like Georgia +1.5 over Wofford. We like Belmont -4.5 over Dayton. We like Alabama State in a pick'em over North Alabama. And we like North Dakota +18 over Kansas State. So that's your card for Sunday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.